Welcome back, folks. It's Thursday, May the 2nd, 2024. Born on this date in 1941, former Major League relief pitcher Clay Carroll of Clanton. Now, Carroll was one of baseball's top relievers back when they were called firemen, if you remember that, because they were called on to come in and put out the fire. He was with the Braves when they moved from Milwaukee to Atlanta, and during the 70s in Cincinnati, he had some great seasons out of the bullpen for the Big Red Machine. In 1950, the late Randy Colley of Alexander City, y'all know him as the former WWF Tag Team Champion Moondog Rex of the Moondogs. Today, as the first Thursday in May, it's the National Day of Prayer, just in time for the last few days of the Alabama legislative session. Let's talk about Selma City politics, changes in the United Methodist Church, and campus protests. I'm Mike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. We mentioned yesterday that the mayor in Selma had suspended the police chief. He said he would speak on the topic, and on Wednesday he certainly did. AL.com's Carol Robinson reports that Mayor James Perkins let loose on the police department at a press conference. He gave examples of what's been frustrating him, including a complaint that Selma PD failed to show up to provide extra protection at two Selma schools after two high school students were shot over the weekend. And he spoke out about what he called big Freaknik-style block parties that have taken place outside the police department, including one at which he said there were more than 100 shots fired, yet no police action. And he said the city takes a constant stream of calls complaining about such issues. Perkins suspended Selma Police Chief Kenta Fulford Tuesday. It's the second time the mayor has suspended the chief. The city council reversed his previous suspension. Possible changes that led the more conservative congregations to leave the United Methodist Church denomination over the past couple years have already happened. AL.com's Greg Garrison reports that the denomination's bans on the ordaining of openly gay clergy and the officiating of same-sex weddings were lifted Wednesday at the United Methodist General Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. The changes to the Book of Discipline does not require clergy to perform same-sex weddings or churches to permit them at their locations, however. But here's the ideological impact of the UMC split. An issue that previously split the denomination passed 692-51. That's over 90% voting in favor. More than half of Alabama's UMC-affiliated churches have disaffiliated. Protests calling for a ceasefire in Gaza have made their way to the University of Alabama campus, reports AL.com's Rebecca Griesbach. A few dozen protesters gathered, but they weren't alone. Opposite their waving Palestinian flags were counter-protesters waving American and Israeli flags and even Donald Trump banners. But if you need some feel-good in the middle of all this acrimony, there was a moment where both sides were chanting a really ugly thing about President Biden. You find common ground where you can these days. The primary protesters were calling on the severing of ties between the university and defense contractor Lockheed Martin, the maker of weaponry that's being used by Israel in its ongoing war against the Hamas government in Gaza that was triggered by the October 7th Hamas terror attacks in Israel. The demonstrators would like the school to rename Houston Hall, which was named after former Lockheed CEO Marilyn Houston after her $15 million gift, to prohibit Lockheed from recruiting on campus, and to stop doing research that gets funding from the Defense Department, among other things. Well, thank you all so much for listening. We're going to be back here again tomorrow. Until then, y'all come by and see what we're doing on the internet at al.com.